Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com. You know what? I think you ought to go there. If you're watching these videos, the best place to do is on CalBanyan.com, because with the videos come extra text, extra images, content of all kinds. In fact, there's also an audio version there if you'd rather just listen than watch. Ah, let's see here. Today's topic, interesting topic Brenda came up with. Make Mondays great again with hypnosis. I wonder what that could be. But if you've got a 5-day work week, and that means they all start with a Monday, you can make your work week 20% better by using a little bit of hypnosis. Be interested to see what this is all about. All right, let me tell you about Brenda. Brenda is, I mean, she's just a positive force, both in our office and in the profession, the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She's just helping, and lifting people. You know, I talk a lot about lifting the profession, but obviously we can't go out and lift the profession. We lift individuals in the profession, and she's an expert at doing that. That's one reason why she won and has received, I should say, the Five Pathers Leadership Award, because that when you are doing that, you really identify yourself as a leader in the profession. But before she came into our profession, she was already a professional in the rape crisis intervention kind of work. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She's spoken at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, and she's a great job supervising practice sessions during our training here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. And she just sees gobs of clients every week. So proud of her. She is a true believer. What's that mean? It means she believes in what she's doing. She believes in what she's in her clients. She believes in herself, and she believes in the tools of the trade. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. It's not a Monday, but I'm still happy to be here no matter what day it is. So before we get started talking about what the heck that means, make Mondays great again, I want to introduce everybody to you, Cal Banyan. So Cal Banyan is the authority in hypnosis that works. Between his book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, his book, The Secret Language of Feelings, developing 5-path hypnotherapy, as well as 7-path self-hypnosis, Cal has become one of the trainers of the best in the profession. He has received every single award bestowed by the most important and oldest hypnosis group in the country, which are with the National Guild of Hypnotists, including he recently received a very special award that or recognition for being a great instructor, actually, at the convention. And Cal has appeared on television, radio, talking about hypnosis, elevating the profession, truly. And probably one of the most important things that, obviously, for those of you who are watching, realize 10 years of dedication and commitment to putting these videos out onto the internet, freely available, weekly bits of instruction, insight, guidance, training for people out there to freely be able to look and be able to learn and be able to be inspired, to be able to grow. And obviously, Cal has had a really profound effect on me and my practice because I came here, learned 5-path, learned 7-path, was able to start my practice just about 4 years ago, went straight into seeing clients pretty much right away after my training, and I've just truly loved every part of it, really being able to help people. And through some of the work that I've done, being able to deal with this issue that we're going to talk about making Mondays great again. So anything before I get us started, Cal?
I want to hear all about this topic. I have a question. You say make Mondays great again. When were Mondays ever all that great?
Well, that is a good point, right? And I was actually working on this podcast, and I decided to call it Make Mondays Great Again. And really, you know, it goes beyond that. We're talking about every single day. But I thought it was kind of a fun, catchy way of thinking about it, because so many people out there get a case of the Mondays. And I'm actually going to talk about that in a few minutes. But really, when I was thinking about this episode, I'd been you know, I was at the convention a few weeks ago, and I communicate with other hypnotists all the time, especially as a five pather. I have a variety of people that we have, you know, different opportunities to talk and communicate. But then really at the convention, really catching up on in a pretty heartfelt way about how our lives are going and how our year was since we saw each other face to face. And it really reminded me that we all have our days. You know, I would love to say that, you know, it's sunshine and unicorns, you know, all the time. And it is just not true for any of us, you know. And it can be, you know, that we're having a hard day. Maybe we're just in a funk, it's feeling down, or we're sick, or we're tired, we're stressed, we're overworked, because there's always more to be done than can be done in a day. But the reality is that as we walk into our offices, it's our job in the end to shine that light, be a bit of that ray of sunshine in somebody else's life, to help them maybe get out of their funk, to help them live their lives to their best of their abilities every single day, even on a Monday. I only see clients 3 days a week, and so 33% of my session days are Mondays. So you know that I've got to be sure that if I've got a case of the Mondays, it is shed by the time any of my clients walk in my door. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Very interesting. Keep going.
All right. So I'm always going to say this. I think I say it on many of our episodes, but with good reason. First thing is making sure that you know what the heck you're doing when you walk into your office. So that means having great training, having good quality training to rely on, so that even if you're not at 100%, you know that what you're trained to do, what you're qualified to do, what you're experienced in doing is effective, and that you know how to do it. You know, we kind of talked about this a few episodes ago in relaxing and going into hypnosis with your clients. First off the bat is just to know that what you do, you know, is quality. So that even on a rough day, even if you're not 100% at your best, if you need to still, you know, to still be there, then at least you know what you're doing and how to do it as you walk in the door. And it's going to make a huge difference. Anything you'd like to add on that, Cal, before I move forward?
You know, as you're talking about this, one of the things that keeps coming into my mind is you just got to watch what you're thinking. You know, we can be our own worst enemy, and we need to be our own thought police, because we start, sometimes we'll get into that, oh, it's Monday, and or whatever day that you don't like, or something has happened, and we'll just go down that slide of saying, yeah, and that stinks too, and that stinks too, and blah, 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 and we got to slap ourselves out of that when that happens, and we should have some prepared kind of hypnotic suggestions we can give ourselves, or things we can affirm that are positive, so that we can just snap out of it and snap into a better place. What do you think of that?
Exactly. And that hits the next thing that I want to share. And a lot of these are tips for you as a hypnotist, each of you out there. But then you're going to find that these are going to be helpful for you to give as suggestions for your clients, because the next thing is to be, I wrote, beware the Monday morning Facebook posts, or if you've got negative Nellies maybe that you're surrounded by, so that you're not taking all of that on. Take really note of your interactions with other people, especially when you're in a funk. And I really noticed that this week, you know, and I admit, and I tell people all the time, you know, I literally had a case of the Mondays for years and years and years, which I overcame with hypnosis. I got hypnotherapy, and I understood what the heck, you know, was a lot of that internal programming. So now I'm very sensitive to, you know, Monday morning, I wake up and I'm like, you know, especially because it's the day that I see clients, all right, I'm here to help other people. I'm here to serve my life's purpose. Let's go. And so I do work on having some of that positive already, you know, those as Cal, as you said, having some of that suggestion already in play before, you know, my eyes open up on a Monday morning, and, you know, and I have that gratitude for what I'm able to do to help people. But I'm also very aware of what's going on in the world around me. And I tell you, yesterday, it was Monday. Today we're recording on a Tuesday. And I was looking at Facebook, just kind of, you know, catching up as I was going in, you know, getting ready for my day. And multiple people with the Monday memes, you know, and making a joke about it. And I thought, oh, this is not funny. And it's not helping. And I actually realized, nope, I'm not going there. And I turned off Facebook, walked away from it all, because I can't let somebody else bring me down. I gotta, you know, I have, my work is too important. I have too many important things to do during the day. So not letting other people drag you down either. How about that, Cal?
You know, as I think we should be preparing for Monday all week long. By that, I mean that we should just be in the groove of, we are in this constant, never-ending self-improvement. And, for example, I talk about constantly through these videos, gold in, gold out. That comes from the computer science adage, garbage in, garbage out. In other words, you put garbage data into the computer, you get garbage data out. And as human beings, it's so many times we talk about the human mind being like a computer. And so, yes, like as we're talking about, I have hypnotic suggestions I can give myself, which are self-hypnosis oriented. And the self-hypnosis that I do and teach is seventh path self-hypnosis. And another thing I do is, Brenda's talking about avoid these negative sources of input that can bring you down, make you negative. And let me tell you what, like being connected to this podcast is a perfect example of gold in, gold out. Now, if you're our best viewers, I mean, the ones who are getting the most out of these videos have subscribed. They're just in their mailbox every week. It says, hey, new video out. And you want to set up so that you are subscribed to positive input like this. It could be professional, or it could be just other kinds of, you know, more social or family oriented positive stuff. But you need to have that positive stuff coming in all the time. Be reading positive books. Right now I'm reading like 4 books, and they're all on leadership, or they are on just becoming a better person. And so we are all these ongoing projects, so that by the time Monday or whatever challenging day comes along, you just are ready, willing, able, and excited to do it. What do you think of that, Brenda?
I love it. And then on the next step on that too is, I like, Cal, that you said being subscribed to some things, that there's just things always coming in positive, but then also developing a good positive support network, so that if you need support, you need help, that you can also reach out to get it as well. And that could be, you know, your personal support network, it could be your professional support network, so that you've got a couple people that at your fingertips, if it's a text, if it's a call, if it's a Facebook, you know, whatever. And I just think that is so important. Sometimes you're not even necessarily reaching out to them, but just knowing that they're there, you know. And I mean, I had something happen to me this morning on my way, you know, in to record, and it was like, you know, it could have been so quickly a downward spiral. And then I remembered first why I'm doing what I'm doing, and then, you know, the people that I'm doing it for and with. And, you know, I could have started, you know, texting people and, you know, seeking that support. Thankfully, in my situation, I was so immediately flooded with those first two things, why I'm doing it and who I'm doing it for, that I didn't need to reach out to anybody. I knew what they would have said, and so I was just able to just kind of move forward into where I needed to be and figure out what I needed to do to get back on track. So I do think that support network is very important, both automatically subscribing to things to have them come in, but also reaching out and accessing that support network when you need it. The next thing I wanted to talk about is really being aware of your own cycles, your own mood swings. Is there a cycle or a pattern that you need to address for yourself? Like I said, when I realized it was literally Sunday night, Monday morning kind of thing, I said, okay, what the heck is going on? I was able to get help for that, understand what was going on. But every once in a while, I say it to my clients all the time, if I start realizing a series of specific physical symptoms or emotional symptoms, I'll start tracking it. I'll start writing it down. What's the cycle? What's the pattern here? And so many times in that understanding what that pattern is, then we're able to have some sort of resolution. You know, ladies out there, you know, wow, our bodies have some interesting patterns and cycles. And sometimes it helps just understand what they are. And then you can at least, you know, be able to get through, you know, maybe sometimes those funk moments a little bit easier just by realizing, oh, I know what this is. It's going to be gone in an hour. It's going to be fine. Or, okay, no, this is coming up pretty regularly and I need to get some help with that as well. So anything you'd like to add on that one, Cal?
You know, as all of these come together, you know, I'm looking at the title here and, you know, Make Mondays Great Again with Hypnosis. And as I'm thinking about this, if someone finds there's a pattern, and that, you know, they're always grumpy on Mondays, or they're always grumpy under certain circumstances, or they are having kind of this stinking thinking going on, then boy, you know, do what Brenda recommended in so many podcasts. Go get sessions. Or if you're a hypnotist, you should be trained. You should be an expert at self-hypnosis. So if you catch yourself doing that, then give yourself some self-hypnosis sessions where you can give yourself a post-hypnotic suggestion where you can just pop out of the Monday blahs and right into the, you know, Monday productivity. What do you think about that?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about here. So great, great input there. And next, I think the next part is, and like I said, all of these things that we're talking about are for advice and tips for the hypnotists. But they're also ones for then you to be aware of, to be able to be prepared with your clients as well. And that has to do with practicing regular self-care. You know, so often people think that when we take care of ourselves, that we give ourselves space, we give ourselves downtime, that is selfish. And it is not true. Especially for people who are in the caring profession, we need to be, you know, making self-care a absolute priority, you know, filling ourselves up, being as strong as we possibly can. So that means your regular self-care, your exercise, your diet, scheduling downtime for yourself, maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, taking regular vacation time, having your lunch time, having your self-hypnosis time or your meditation, all of those things, regular self-care. And the reality is sometimes this also means taking time away from clients if necessary. And I know that is sometimes a very scary thing for us to talk about because, of course, for many of us, you know, myself especially, seeing clients, that is how my money comes flowing through my business, is I only make money by seeing clients. If I take time away from seeing clients, then I'm not making money. However, sometimes we have to really stop and think about where you're at. And I talked recently to another hypnotist who just said, you know what, I needed a break. There wasn't any more to give. And, you know, just that week or whatever you need to do to build into your calendar, into your schedule, so that you can fill up your own cup, take a little bit of time off, and regenerate, rejuvenate. And the reality is that if you don't do all of this self-care, if you don't give yourself that time, sometimes your body's going to force it on you. So it's so important to be doing that self-care. So anything on that, Cal?
You know, I think all professions could learn from that, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to be the supervisor in my old program, and I was always, you know, really enforcing. People would just burn out constantly. I'd say, you need to take a day off. You know, I understand this is a 24-hour kind of position, and it's a calling and all those things, which is very similar to what, you know, we do here in hypnosis. However, you got to walk away sometimes, or your body's going to find a way to force it. And I think in the end, and I always remember this, it's so important to remember that for you, you know, you out there as the hypnotist, you know, it's another day. This is what you do. You help people. You go into your office, you help 3, 4, 5, 6 clients a day, however many days a week, and then you go home, right? It's another day for you. However, for your clients, that session could be life-changing. It could be everything to them. And so always remembering that. Now, No pressure there, but always remember that. And I always take a moment to have, you know, as I'm driving into the office, especially when I am having kind of one of those moments, you know, to remember, all right, you know, for me it's Monday, but for my client it's could be one of the most important days of their life as they understand themselves and be able to overcome whatever challenge has brought them through my doors. So that is what I have to share today. Thanks so much. Anything more before we wrap it up, Cal?
Let me see. I think that one of the main things that I want people to get out of this is that we can be who we need to be for our clients any day of the week. And that as hypnotists, we have the tools to be that person. And then that also extends to the other important people in our lives. So, you know, use the tools you have to make a difference in your own life so you can make a difference in other lives. And if you don't have those tools, then by golly, go out and get them. How's that?
Exactly. Great way to sum everything up. So thank you all so much for joining us today. Please leave your comments, leave your questions, or anything else that you'd like to share under this blog post, or you can also reach me at Brenda@OC Hypnotherapy. I'd love to hear from you, especially with, you know, questions or topics that you'd like to see us address. And thank you all for being here. Thanks, Cal, for having me, and we will see you next time.
Thank you very much, Brenda. All right, you guys and gals out there, if you're watching this anywhere else besides calbanion.com, you want to go there, because on that page where this video is additional text and links and images that just make all these videos more valuable to you. Also, while you're there, you need to subscribe. Why? Because then you don't have to remember to go out and get the videos. What happens once you subscribe is every time we send a new video, we post a new video, we send out a message, you say, hey, new video up, this is what's on there. And that would be a good thing. That would be gold in, gold out. And finally, if you want to get training by me, come to our website, calbanion.com. There's a training tab, and you're going to find out that this year we have left the October training, which is a 10-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-path and 7-path certification. Early registrations apply for discounts. And then for you guys who are already certified and you want to speed it up, we have the Week of Power, which is November 6th through 12th. It's the same course, except it's squished down. We don't spend as much time on the basics. You still get 5-path, 7-path, and all that other good stuff like the 5-path induction, time tunneling technique, 8-word induction, deepening techniques, all that good stuff. All right, that's it. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.